Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me. And I have a message that I have been reviewing, and I think we're going to enjoy it together. I think we'll have some fun. But before we do that, I would like to take just a moment to pray for those of you listening, the needs that you may have. Father, we come to you in the power of Jesus' name and the power of agreeing prayer. And Father, we thank you that everyone who's listening, Lord, you see everything that they're dealing with, every circumstance in their life. You see where they're at emotionally, spiritually. Lord, you see the precise place where they are right now. But Father, the enemy would always try to hinder our forward movement. And so in the name of Jesus, Father, we take authority over the work of the enemy that would hinder, delay, cause problems. And Father, we thank you as we declare we have victory in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in advance. You're a God who hears and answers prayer. And our hearts are grateful for the many prayers that you've answered. And Lord, that you're a faithful God. You desire, above all things, that we prosper and be in health. And so, Father, we pray for that prospering spiritually, physically, financially, and in every way. And you receive the glory. And God's people said, amen. Praise God. Well, the message I am going to share with you, I've entitled Annulling Murphy's Laws. Now, perhaps some of you may not have heard that phrase before, but if you even haven't heard the phrase, I'm sure you've experienced the practical expression of it, which is, if anything can go wrong, it will. And I'm sure we've all had that experience. So, Lord, we do thank you for your blessings upon the Word. And, Father, you would make it rich and applicable to our lives. Father, we want to see the deep spiritual dynamics that are covered, that are being addressed as we share your Word, as we share, Lord, the experiences that we go through as your people. And so, Father, we claim victory and application, and Lord, the most of all, a grateful heart that you've gone before us. You've achieved the victory for us, and we are to walk in that victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, as you, I'm sure, are aware, the universe is run by laws. These are God's laws. There are natural laws with which He governs the universe, the natural laws specifically that He's applied to Earth, such as the seasons, and of course gravity, I guess, is applicable on all the planets to a greater degree or less, but the things that control the world we live in, and the Earth is very, very unique among the planets of our solar system, the only one fit for human life. And so we understand that God is definitely in control. He's created Earth for man, and so He's given those sets of rules to give the environment that we could be, not only survive, but be healthy in. And some of the other planets, they're so amazingly hot or cold that human life, as we know, would not be able to exist in our natural fashion that we do here on Earth. So there are natural laws. There are physical laws, such as gravity and the things that control this world we live in. But then there are spiritual laws. God has spiritual laws by which He operates His universe. And that's true for the angelic host, There's obedience, there's disobedience, and that's true for us. He's been very specific and very gracious to give man, who he created in his image, his own image, the lessons and the knowledge that we needed so that we could be pleasing in his sight and also experience his blessings. Now, he began with the old covenant. He did that with his people Israel. You know, he raised up Moses to bring them out of Egypt. And then at Mount Sinai, he went up into the mount, was there 40 days and 40 nights, and he gave the Ten Commandments and the laws that were to govern his people under the old covenant or Old Testament. And let me now just share a scripture reference in Romans, the third chapter. And I'll start reading at verse 10. Well, let me go to 9. What then? Are we better than they? Paul was referring to the Gentiles and referencing God's people, the Israelites. No, in no wise. For we have both proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seek after God. Verse 12 says, they are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, emphasizing it again, no, not one. So, beloved, that is the condition of man. Man in his fallen state is separated from God by sin, by disobedience, by the effects of the curse of the law of sin and death. He didn't curse man, but he allowed these laws to be in operation. That was until the coming of Jesus, when he ushered in a new covenant. In fact, we have been given victory over sin, but the law of death is the last enemy to be put underfoot. And we will see that with the return of the Lord. So there's the Old Testament laws, the Mosaic laws, the Old Covenant. And in the New Testament, there is the perfect law of liberty. And we know that, let me just share verse 19, found in that same chapter. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. That's what was so significant. But then, going down to continuing in that chapter, verse 21, he goes on to say, and this is regarding what Christ established, but now the righteousness of God without the law, praise God, is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. It was foretold, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And so that is the law of spirit of life in Christ, that which is established under that new covenant in the blood of Jesus. And then if we go over, I'm just laying a little bit of a foundation, if we go over to Romans 7, and I'm going to read a fair amount of that. This is Paul speaking. And he says, this is a continuation of his thought, for we know that the law is spiritual. Indeed, God gave it. But I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. That which I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Have you had that experience? If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it's good. Now it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh nature, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is certainly present with me. I added the certainly. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would do, For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not do, that I do. Now if I do that which I would not, it is no more that I that do it, but sin dwelleth in me. This is the important thing. I find then a law, which when I would do good, evil is present within me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But see the war between the flesh and the spirit, 23, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. And he is woeful as he speaks at this point, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He's miserable. And he concludes with a final verse of victory, I thank God, there is an answer through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. But Jesus gave us victory, praise God. He's enabled us to not only walk in the Spirit, but to be able to live in the Spirit. All right, now, I said I was going to share about annulling Murphy's Law. Some of you may not know it in its entirety, so I have to say that this is indeed a law. In fact, it's a law that man made in terms of describing his experiences. And you can see the scriptures I just shared. Of course, he would have to say this. By definitions, it's a facetious. Now, facetious means joking or trying to be jocular or funny, especially at an inappropriate time. So it's a facetious or satirical proposition that if there is a possibility for something to go wrong, it will go wrong. But beloved, there's nothing funny when the Murphy's Law is in operation in our lives. Well, I hope I've tantalized you with probably a common experience, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we dig into this a little deeper. How can we annul Murphy's Laws? I thank you for joining me, and it's such a blessing to be on this broadcast, share the Word of God with you. I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you email, I invite you to share, if you would, your mailing address so I could respond personally. However, I will always confirm receipt and pray for you. I love you, pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.